Milan, I have just been eating the most divine little macaroons.
Thank you.
I'm always still curious. Macaroons, macarons, what do you call them?
Well, in French I say macaron, but in English I like to say macaroon. I don't know, it's more natural to say it in the English way, macaroon. But it doesn't really matter how you pronounce it.
There's a bit of an art to making them, and a lot of people think that they're really difficult to make. So I'm in your kitchen, and we're going to follow you through. And I would really love to see what your tips are to make really good macaroons.
Yeah, no problem. So the thing is, I think once you know how to do it's fine. It's just getting to really know how to make them. So yeah, and you have to get a good oven as well.
So what's the first thing you're doing here? You've got a large bag of ground almonds here, and then you've got what
Yeah,
is
that's
it?
a
This the
grinder.
grinder.
It's a coffee grinder. Because in the food processor, it doesn't make it fine enough. So that's the way I do it, is the best for me anyway.
Excellent.
So we weigh the almonds and the icing sugar first. So that's going to make us about 40 to 50 macaroons.
It's not like a huge amount to make in some ways. I mean, I think it's quite delicate to make them, and they're quite small bites, so you don't have to make like a huge bowl of them to make a lot, do you?
No, it's just a lot of time, I think. It's not too hard, it's just time, yeah. Time consuming.
And you're not using conventional sugar, you're using icing sugar, I see.
Yeah, it's very fine, otherwise normal sugar wouldn't work the same because yeah, it's not fine enough. So
And is that what the trick is to having a really good macaroon, is having something that's very fine and it's sort of, it's got all that almond taste, but the texture is almost, it's quite elegant in a way, isn't it?
yeah, it's gonna help for them to grind. So I'm not obligated to do it. It's just that it's gonna look much better. It's gonna look really smooth. The macaroon is gonna look smooth. Otherwise, it just looks a bit, I don't know. Yeah.
So in terms of ratio here, have you got equal parts sugar to we don't want your exact recipe, but just a sort of guideline here. What's your what you you've got equal parts
I've
sugar?
got twice as much sugar as I've got ground almonds. So there are different recipes, and it's really how you do it, how you feel about it. Some recipes are really strict about using exactly the same weight as almonds and icing sugar, but mine isn't like that. I try quite a lot, and this one is just perfect for me, so that's what I use. So after I sieve the mixture, the powders, to make sure there are no lumpy bits. It's not a very nice noise. It's quite aggressive.
Yes, I suppose you can see that as being quite aggressive, but you've got this in a great big sieve here. I'm just looking at it as it's coming through and giving it a shake. That's coming through the same consistency as the icing sugar now.
Yeah, it's finer than flour, and between icing sugar and flour, I would think. Doesn't need too much, it's a really good grinder, that one. It can go in the washing, which is really good because loads of grinders just don't go in the water, and this one is just
So you
perfect.
can put this in the dishwasher, or does it just get washed by hand?
Wash by hand. I never use the dishwasher for my cooking really, except teaspoons and stuff like that, but otherwise I always hand wash everything.
You're separating your egg here
Yeah.
and into two bowls, and I noticed you're doing on the scales, Milene. Is that because you're weighing the egg white?
Yeah, you have to be really precise. Whoops. That's one of the other secrets, is to be really precise with the egg whites, because if in a recipe you see about 3 egg whites, well, if you have a big one, it's going to be about 40 grams, and if you have a small one, it's going to be 30. So it's always better to weigh it, I find.
I noticed the eggs are not absolutely spanking fresh. They look like they're a week or two old. Is that going to give you... would you go for brand new eggs or slightly older eggs?
Slightly older. It's like for meringues. You use older eggs. It's just better. I don't really know why it's better. But if I use fresh eggs, it's not going to be as good. I mean, I already did in the past. And loads of people are quite strict about that, about using not very fresh eggs. And you see, normally, loads of people would say that I'm not doing it the right way because I'm breaking the egg right now and we're going to do the recipe now. And loads of people do it the day before.
Yes, I do notice people do leave their egg whites to sit on the side. I think it's to break down the protein slightly. And so in ratio terms, how do you know how much you use the same amount of egg white to almond? Is that how you...
It's a bit more than the almonds. Mm-hmm. But a tiny bit more. So it's still quite a lot. It's about 4 eggs for 45 macaroons, so
yeah, I have problems to find stuff for the egg yolks. you'll have to make some little custard pots or something, that would be, or some crème caramel or that sort of thing.
Yeah, I do crème brûlée and stuff like that, but I use them for my buttercream as well, because I do French buttercream which use egg yolks, but I don't use them all. So when I do about 700 macaroons for the fairs, they just sit there in the fridge and I'm too busy to make anything, so...
You'll have to use one of my ice cream recipes. I do a really good ice cream with a sort of Italian gelato. It's very easy to make.
With my mother-in-law, we just looked at some recipes because she found that online. But yeah, we don't have an ice cream maker. We have to get one.
I've just noticed as you were chatting that you've just weighed out some caster sugar?
Yeah.
Or granulated sugar?
Granulated. In France, we don't have these granulated and caster. I think it's between both. So we just use that. So I use granulated because it's cheaper and I don't see the difference. So...
And but it's not actually that much. It's about 4 or 5 tablespoons of that.
Yeah.
And is that what... And you're going to put that into the egg whites?
I'm going to make a meringue, so it's not going to be a very sweet meringue, but it's just to make it easier to fold the powders in after.
Right, okay. So that's just your base. You're just basically going to turn the egg whites into a meringue now.
Yep.
Cool. Well, that sugar's gone into the bowl and Milene is just bringing that up. And you can just see the bubbles are starting to form. She's turning the bowl and it's just starting to get shiny now. Milene, what are you looking for to when you know it's ready?
So I'm looking for peaks. So it's quite hard. It must be really firm. So I have about 2 more minutes, I would think. And normally, if I would colour the mixture, I would put my colourant now in the egg whites while I'm whisking. I use powder colours because they're really strong. You need only a tiny bit to make it really strong. So, yeah, I'm not using any colours this time, so it's going to stay white.
We can see that's now gone into very firm. A firm meringue mix, and you're just literally tipping this the icing sugar and ground almonds in.
Yeah, so I'm gonna fold it. So at the moment, like it's dry and wet, the egg whites are wet, so it's gonna take a little while to get like better. But so the action of actually folding it, I fold and press with my spatula. It's called macarooning. So it's what's gonna give you a good batter to pipe it. So that's the tricky bit really, to get it right to pipe, because if you get it too thick, it's going to make peaks on the little macaroons. And if you get it liquid, it's just gonna run everywhere and you're not gonna have round macaroons. So usually I leave it like that. You can't actually see, but I fold it and leave it for about 2 minutes and see how it goes. So how can I say that? If it gets smooth really quickly, it means that it's overdone. And if it gets a little bit smoother, but not too much, it's just perfect. So I'm gonna wait a bit more and I'm gonna prepare my trays.
You're using a non-stick paper here.
Yeah, it's one of the things, you can't just pipe them on the tray because it's gonna stick and it's gonna be impossible to take it off. So it's one of the things you're obligated to have, it's baking paper.
I'm just saying, I'm leaning on the oven while I'm chatting with you, and I think my bottom's going to set the. Is the microwave or the
Here's
oven?
the microwave.
Right. So you've got quite a large piping bag here.
Yep,
So
so
this has had 2 or 3 minutes now just to almost relax, hasn't it? And how are you pleased with the consistency?
I may macaroon it a bit more. It's a tiny bit, because you don't see when it's overdone right after. You have to wait and it's too late after if you overdo it. So it's better to underdo it, and you can always do it a bit more after, but yeah, don't overdo it really.
Because you knock the air out if you
Yeah.
overmix it.
And it's gonna just make a pancake really. So now I'm pouring the mixture in the piping bag.
You can see you have a practiced hand at this. There isn't a dr you've not missed even a smidge of it, Milan. It's very impressive,
Thank you.
very elegantly done, I must say.
Thanks. Well, I've
Is
done
this
loads.
is the sort of French sort of elegance in your sort of
I don't know. I like to think so.
is there something in the French DNA that makes it more possible to sort of make this look so easy?
I'm not sure. It's practice, 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 really. So I'm gonna pipe them.
That's very deftly done, and as Milena is piping these, she's sort of squeezing it out and then does this beautiful little swirl on the top. That's very practiced.
It is. It's quite hard to get it because you know that the macaroon is going to spread a little bit, so you have to do just the right size. That it's gonna be, yeah, the right size when it's gonna be cooked. So, not too big, not too small.
You see, what I have to do is make various sizes and then I have to match them up to see
Yeah.
which ones.
Well, I do that a bit as well. But, yeah, because usually when I start piping, they're quite small, and when it's the end, they're quite big, so I have to match them a bit, but it's not too bad.
So you'll get actually 45 actual macarons out of this
Yeah.
altogether. So you're going to be piping about 90 of them, is that right?
Yeah, about 90, yeah. So you mustn't put them too close together, otherwise they're going to just become one. And you're not going to have a nice little macaroon. So you have to put quite a lot of space between them.
Milan, you've just done something most peculiar. I'm slightly in shock here. You're going to do it again. Go ahead. Let's just. You've taken the tray and effectively dropped it a good 8 or 10 inches onto the kitchen table. Is that the French temper coming out in you?
It's too. For the bubbles to pop, because there are quite a lot of bubbles in them, and if you just leave them like that, they're not going to be very smooth. So I pop the bubbles by doing that.
That was me thinking you were telling them to do as they're told.
Exactly. And otherwise you can tap them as well.
And tap them on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I never. I mean, it makes perfect sense, I have to say. And you can see now that they've spread slightly, and it's actually made them slightly sort of more even in their size and shape in a weird kind of way.
Yeah, they spread a little bit, but when you tap it, if you tap it too much, if you see other bubbles, you have to take a cocktail stick, because otherwise, if you tap it too much, it's going to spread too much and it's just going to be awful.
So do these go straight into the oven from here? Is that our next move?
No, they're going in another room. So if it's in the kitchen, it's going to be too wet. The atmosphere, the air is going to be too wet. So they're never going to dry, because you have to let them dry a little bit, about an hour, for them to actually make this little crust on the top, otherwise they're going to crack. So I'm going to put them in another room to let them dry for an hour.